Okay, so let's hear from you from those thanks for memos. I'm always happy to have those. And now I take you now to Quartzsite, Arizona, and we're talking about the Reader's Oasis. And it's not a mirage. It's actually the Reader's Oasis bookstore in Quartzsite, Arizona. And Paul Weiner, yes, he is naked, but it's family-friendly sort of naked because he has, well, we'll let you explain exactly the circumstances, and it's not a weird thing at all.
No.
Well, it might be initially, but Paul Weiner is out there with us right now from Quartzsite, and let's say hello to him at the what's it called, the Oasis, Paul?
Reader's Oasis Bookstore here in Quartzsite, Arizona.
Reader's Oasis, and are you? Good morning, how are you?
I'm excellent. It's a sunny day, low 90s.
Yeah, sunny and low 90s. Is that unusual in Quartzsite?
Yes, just excellent.
Okay. And you're actually a blues musician, aren't you, by
occupation? I grew up as a kid wanting to be a Fats Domino, and for about 25 years I was a piano player, boogie-woogie and blues singer and comedy show under the name Sweet Pie.
No kidding.
And it was a naked cabaret show.
Oh, that's how you started naked.
The thing is, I was a nudist, and I had to make a living one way or another.
Yeah.
I was too stubborn to change the way I was living.
Uh-huh.
I disliked going to nudist camps because that's like going to a football convention, very one-dimensional. Mm. Everybody concerned with where they've been naked, who they met naked, where they go naked.
I hate that.
I wanted a
just be naked, I say. Don't talk about it.
Yeah, so I tried artist modeling. It was too boring. Mm. I spent 25 years on stage as Sweet Pie playing to about 1.5 million people.
At once?
You might say I have very exposed family jewels.
You might say that, or you might not.
And yet I never got rich enough to need a pocket to put any money in.
Okay. So how'd you come up with this, with the bookstore idea?
Well, I had a daughter who needed to be near her grandparents, and they lived in Yuma, Arizona, so my wife, I, and my late daughter, Celia, she has since passed on, all moved into the desert. We settled in Quartzsite, feeling it was a good place to try and make a living. Mm-hmm. Became virtually broke. I started selling my mother's paperbacks that she had finished reading. And from a little book stand in a swap, we became a 180,000 title bookstore.
Wow.
21 years operating now in Quartzsite, Arizona. And I still run it as bare-bummed as I used to be, but I'm less a bum.
Yeah. Do you make any concessions towards your appearance in terms of, people coming in?
I do wear a minimum thong.
A thong.
Which covers what people would be most upset if they bumped into.
Okay. Okay.
But short of that, I'm virtually naked. I have a hat on. I decorate myself with turquoise. My little item that I do wear does match what I'm wearing.
Yeah. Now, Paul,
there's no sexuality to it.
No, not at all. But to be fair, your minimum thong is a sock and some fishing line, right?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, okay. I want to clear that up.
It does comply with the minimum state law requirement.
Oh, it does. Okay. Is there a law in Arizona?
The town tried to write a dress code ordinance several years ago to change the way Paul Weiner runs his business.
Mm-hmm.
The American Civil Liberties Union contacted the town on my behalf, was ready to go into federal court if necessary. They tabled the ordinance, and 3 years later, I became such a tourist attraction in Quartzsite that basically the town has grown to trust me, see the humor in what I do, and my wife and I, we've been very, very involved with the community. They've actually grown to tolerate a nudist amongst them.
Yeah. Is there a nudist community in Quartzsite as well, or a segment?
So in the winter, we have 1.5 million snowbirds, seniors living on wheels who migrate from the winter into the warm south here. And we have 11,000 acres full of snowbirds surrounding the town.
Mm-hmm.
And in the winter, 75 acres of this Bureau of Land Management federal long-term camping area is designated clothing optional.
No kidding.
And there is a group that forms every winter, some 200 to 300 units, called the Magic Circle.
Uh-huh.
And they're just seniors from all over the country who are nudists.
Isn't that amazing? Who would have thunk it?
Who would have thunk it? It's no sight for sore eyes.
No.
I mean, these people are the most average looking. They say half of America is obese. Well, same thing out there.
Same thing.
And then they're just people totally comfortable with the presence of themselves. And my gosh, most of them have had 60 or more years experience at being themselves.
Yeah.
So it's comfortable. And of course, here in the store, it's done for humor.
Yeah. And
piano in the center of the store and play Boogie Woogie and Blues for the customers. And there's lots of humor.
Yeah.
Especially when in the cold weather. For example, when it's chilly, I disappear into sweatpants and a sweater.
Yeah.
And I watch people walk right by me looking for me. They don't know my face, I guess.
No. I wonder what they know then.
I guess they're looking to bump into the back end of reality.
Yes.
But
I've seen your picture. Actually, you're in very good shape.
That's the way to put it.
Yeah, you're very fit, though, Paul. You've stayed fit all these years.
I'm a vegetarian.
Oh, you are, yeah.
It's very difficult for vegetarians to gain weight. I've been a vegetarian most of my adult life.
Yeah.
I do eat chicken and fish so that I'm handy to have over at someone's house for dinner.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I don't eat any of the meat.
Yeah, that's a secret then.
Perhaps. And plus, what I do is physical. You know, I'm a bike rider. Mm-hmm. I also lift books all day, boxes of books coming in, boxes of books going out.
Yeah.
It keeps me trim.
Yeah. What's the biggest title that you're moving these days, Paul?
The biggest title I'm moving is a book called Snowbird Gem Trails. It's a gem trails, a guidebook for this area, for rock hunters.
Okay.
But basically, we carry everything, and everything moves. The average demographic in my area is senior, so I've got nothing but customers who have been reading for 50 or more years.
Yeah.
And we have everything.
Yeah. So if they're looking for the rock trails, they come to you.
If they're looking for that, if they're looking for fiction, nonfiction, antique books, rares, gas.
Yeah.
A huge children's section, a huge military section, just everything.
Yep.
And it's an unusual store because it's basically an outdoor store.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not an enclosed structure.
No.
I look like an old Western building from the front, but actually I'm a Ramada on a cement slab.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Now, and does your phone happen to reach to your piano? Could we hear a little boogie-woogie? Does it reach that far?
No, the phone is the phone is a land phone that's attached to the wall.
Oh, you still got it? Oh, okay, you got a wall.
Way on the other side of the store.
Oh, okay. Well, we can't have that.
If people take my name, Paul Weiner, Google it, or better yet, go on YouTube, put in my name and Boogie Woogie Piano, they'll get pieces of recent concerts I've done. They want to do me a favor and they remember the old Sweet Pie. Contact Jay Leno and tell him to book me. Jay knows me from when
Jay
he was
Leno.
19 to 20 years old.
Okay, is that Leno?
Yeah, the entertainer.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. Paul Weiner, hang in there for another 50 years. You know, you'll be there when I finally get there to Quartzsite. look for that.
I hope so. I've heard your show many times,
oh,
Mark.
Thank you.
You're a very funny and talented man.
Very.
I enjoy you.
Thank you
very much for the opportunity.
All right, thank you. Paul Weiner, ladies and gentlemen, Quartzsite. The Naked Bookstore guy there at Reader's Oasis in Quartzsite. For all your rock trail needs.